There is nothing familiar about poets' genius. This poet is Grace Shulman, distinguished professor of English at Baruch College, City University of New York, and poetry editor of The Nation. I am reading her poems today on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander. God's Letters. When God thought up the world, the alphabet letters whistled in his crown, where they were engraved with a pen of fire, each wanting to begin the story of creation. S said, "I am soul, I can shine out from within your creatures." God replied, "I know that, but you are sin too." L said, "I am love, and I brush away malice." God rejoined, "Yes, but you are lie, and falsehood is not what I had in mind." P said, "I am praise, and where there's a celebration, I perform in my purple coat." "Yes," roared God, "but at the same time you are pessimism, the other side of praise." And so forth. All the letters had two sides or more. None was pure. There was a clamor in paradise, words, syllables, shouting to be seen and heard for the glory of the new heavens and earth. God fell silent, wondering, how can song rise from that commotion? Rather than speculate, God chose B, who had intoned bashfully, boldly, "Blessed is his name." And he made A first in the alphabet for admitting, "I am all, a limitation and a possibility." The Button Box. A sea animal stalked its prey, slithering under her bed, and gorged on buttons torn from castaways. Ever unsated, it grew large until it became a deity, spewing out buttons in a fire of brass for blazers, delft or ruby for shirts, and dangerous. You'd hear it snarl when the beds were being made. It ate stray pins and shot out poison. But mother, who stuffed its wooden frame, scooped up waterfalls of suns, enamel moons, clocks, cameos, carved pinwheels, stars, tiny Giottos, peacocks strutting out at sundown, FDR's profile, flags of Britain, silver helmets, all with missions. Mother sewed ballerinas set in circles on your satin dress, onyx buttons that would join you, collar to hood, at graduation. She would find in the creature's lair bones of an army officer, pearls of a war bride's dressing gown. Nights when the radio hissed dive bombers, mother dreamed that she could right the world again by making sure you had your buttons sewed on tight. Home movie. Just then the squeaky camera caught a sun crystal that haloed trees, blurred fences, light dousing the light, then twitched and quivered into focus. As I entered, the child I was, primped for the film in a ruffled smock, touching the big hepaticas I'd never seen in Central Park. Then pivoting to see my mother's long arm arc through foamy water, stroke by feathery stroke, and soar, her white cap lost, then found in glare, and I, gasping in pride, in awe, recalled a newsreel's dreadful flare as warplanes fired at refugees, mother and son, people like us. Then watched her rise up at the shore, step to a tango, snap a towel, and ran to her, eyes wide with all I'd know of perfect form and fear. Epithalamion. Look there, the lovers in the flowers. Chagall's lovers, forever ungoverned by gravity, surface the air like water, or lean on lilacs above a moon, over the distant fragment of a castle. Is it fantasy? Hands, faces, arms are real, but made of smoke. Sometimes, in wind, it skims the earth, but always rises. Grace Shulman's poems were read today on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.